Hi, Rodney. Good morning.
Hi. Morning to you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. Thank you for asking about yourself.
Okay, great. So I'm actually in Atlanta where I was last time when we spoke in the evening time. I was working on a plumbing situation. But I'd like to know, get some information about, because I'm going to turn that business over to Catherine. So I wanted to talk about the hosting. Do we have access to those login credentials, number one? Number two, because I think I'm being billed like $39 a month or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what it is. Do you have a way of authenticating that?
Yes, yes. Now, for your, let me see. This is for Arwood Enterprises. We are doing hosting services for you. So this means this is hosting for the website. And yes, you are paying $39 monthly for that.
Okay. So what about this, foreclosure, power sector foreclosure recovery?
Other one. Okay. Let me open that one for you. Let me just pull it very quick.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. Power sector business. For power sector, we are doing the monthly SEO with Facebook ads.
Okay, so there's no type of website. How did the customer find you?
For this one, we are only promoting your website. Because you have you own a website on this for the power sector, and we are promoting it. Would you like us to create one for you?
Okay, wait a minute. Slow down, honey. Okay, because, my websites are being hijacked by this bunch over there in Pakistan, a bunch of crooks. So I got three websites. I can't even find a website for power sector.
I am actually looking at it now, and it doesn't look good. Like just a bunch of words. Yeah.
That's why I'm on the phone. I had a power sector foreclosure, power sector AI, Sky Plus Trucking. They done hijacked all my crap. All of them.
Oh, my. I'm so sorry to hear that. We can create a website for you if you'd like.
Okay, so
there's no additional cost for that.
It's always an additional cost, honey. I got that. But what? Okay, so
no
right now.
Additional cost. It's a no
okay,
additional
so right,
cost for website.
Say that again now?
No additional cost.
You can do the website at no additional cost? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. I need those. Let me get the login credentials because even though they done hijacked my website, they don't have no way of getting to the leads that I have, do they?
It depends. Who owns the domain? Is it you?
It was Stop and Call Host Zynga or something, but I don't know. Okay, don't you have a separate number where I can check on my leads?
For
it's a 313. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because we are only promoting the website, which means we didn't have access to it. So we really can't tell if there are leads that came in through the website.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, honey, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for asking. May I know who's on the line, please?
My name is Catherine. I'll be...
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. So, quick question on this. So, for you to market it, did you get a login to the backend? Because usually either we share a screen or you have access to the backend where you can link that URL to your marketing. So, did you have a backend?
No, Catherine. No, we don't. So because we did not create the website, it is only being promoted by us. So we don't have any access to it or any way to go ahead and check if there are leads that came in for the website.
Okay, so quick question. Also, because you said that you have some leads, some inquiries. Do you have those data?
Let me see here. For your campaign, because we are only doing SEO and Facebook, so the data that we can collect are data from the Facebook ads. And Rodney did not activate, or the call tracking was actually removed. So we cannot also track down the calls. So the only data that we can only see is that if you're, for example, number one, the Google listing is actually generating leads, but it is not yet verified, so there's no leads that are coming in there, only the Facebook ads.
Okay, so on the Facebook ad, are you able to see the leads? Yes. Are you able to log in? Are you able to log in the back end?
Yes.
But it looks to me like, so what are they seeing when they go to the Facebook, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What are they seeing? Are they seeing, what are they seeing when they get to the back end? Are they seeing the website down? I guess that's what they're seeing.
When we go to the back end, you should be able to see there the leads from your website, and also you can see how the Facebook ads looks like.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying to figure this out. Let's see. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and get a... The ads done, the website done, and we'll circle back as far as the leads.
Mm-hmm.
So, the marketing. So I'm going to restructure the marketing and see where we go from there.
Okay, sure. No problem. Just go ahead and contact us here. So we can go ahead and, discuss about restructuring the account, and then we can check what areas we can go ahead and improve and what needs to be done as well.
All right, sounds good. So I'll hand this over to him to take over. Well, thanks for the information. Appreciate it.
No problem, Catherine. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
All right, same here. Bye.
Bye.
Now, hold on. Let me make sure. I don't know if he has another question on the call, so I don't want to hand the call. Can you hold on one quick second?
Yes, certainly.
Somewhere else where he can come back tomorrow, but we can't, we don't want him under no foregone conclusion. He can move his stuff on in. No, we don't do that. Not if they over there working on the roof. Yeah.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
So you did ask how you got the
Okay, so I heard what he said, so you can proceed on, but we just have to make sure he understands him physically can't move in until in the morning. or later on this evening. Okay?
But you can move yourself in. Okay, all
right, thank you. Goodbye. Uh-huh. All right, Spiro. All right, I'll talk to you about this later. I got lines holding, but what I'm saying is if you ever put a pause on the gas, period, in order for you to fill that line, you cut the gas off. Once you cut the gas off to the actual heater, you cut the gas off to the pilot. So we'll talk on this later, okay? All right. Okay, honey?
Hi, Rodney.
Hello. Hi, okay. Yeah. Obviously, you can see I got stuff going on.
Yes.
So what I was saying to you,
mm-hmm.
The people in Pakistan, which I've heard of them having instances where they could be a little crooked, but when I cut them off, because the whole thing was I was doing that outside advertising and working with local Splash
mm-hmm.
at the same time. Remember that now? So,
mm-hmm.
okay, so the whole thing was to sever the stuff with the people in Pakistan, which is overseas, and bring it all inside the state. But at the
mm-hmm.
same time, I was purging stuff, and they just stole and hijacked all my stuff.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That's really terrible.
Yeah, because I spent thousands of dollars with this fancy AI website and all this stuff. So, but let's get back to the situation at hand. You remember I had login information where I could go in, put in a password, and retrieve my leads. I'm asking, is that still available?
Yes.
Did they get my leads and everything?
Yes. That's your dashboard. Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm not able to go to the dashboard any longer.
You can.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and send you your login credentials on both accounts.
Right, but the okay. So make sure. Okay, let me ask the question a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You sending me the login credentials? Can I do anything with the login credentials? If the point is muted, if I can't log in, that's what I'm asking you.
Yes. I am sending you the login credentials so you can log into the dashboard where you can go ahead and see your leads.
Okay, that's what I'm asking you. Did they steal the leads along with everything? That was my question.
If the leads are still there, yes. Even with your hosting account, previously you had it in the full campaign, right? The leads that were accumulated before are still there.
Okay, that's what I'm asking you. So the leads, I can no longer get any leads, but the leads that I had previously are still there.
Yes, that's right.
But I can no longer get leads.
Depending on which one day are you asking, is it for the power sector or the...
Yes, the power sector. Power sector.
Yes, for the power sector, leads are coming in from your Facebook ads campaign. Now, we have two campaigns with you, the SEO and then the Facebook ads. Now, the SEO still needed verification. So that means it's still not visible to your customers because it isn't yet verified. So the only thing that's getting leads is the Facebook ads campaign.
Okay, so this is what I need to do. Kate, I want you to hear what I'm about to say. They was doing Facebook advertising for me. So I think I need to change all my login credentials to all those accounts. Do you agree, Catherine? I'm talking about something different. I'm your partner. I'm talking about something different. I'm talking about my personal Facebook stuff. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's do this. Have you sent that login credential to me via email?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Which email did you send it to?
Let me check on that very quick.
I didn't see this one coming. I didn't see all this happening. It took me by surprise.
It was sent to Rodney at powersectorinc.com.
Okay, let me log into that. Hold on 1 second. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming, honey. I didn't think they would go to that extent if I've already paid them. Let's see.
No, that's really terrible to do. But it actually happens. I mean, I've had clients before where they complain that some businesses don't even give them the full ownership of the Google listing. So they end up really like, We had to go and create another one for them. But that's not really right. I mean, if it's with us, every cancellation that we do, we give full ownership to the Google listing because, I mean, the business owner owns it. So there's no way we should actually give a hold on that. But, yes, it happens with other marketing companies.
Right. So, okay, cool. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better. In other words, it's not the first time you heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, it does really happen.
Oh, I'm in the wrong email. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's see. Hold on. Where did it? Wait 1 second. I'm sorry, honey.
Mm-hmm.
You send it to Rodney at Powers. What's the email you have? Because it's not coming up.
Let me see. Rodney at powersectorinc.com.
Rodney at powersectorinc.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is crazy. That's not even coming up on my phone. One second. Go and see if you can come up with RadnetPowerSectorInc.com. See if you can find that email for me.
Do you have a login for that email?
Yeah. One second, honey.
No problem.
Rodney at Powers Sector INC Sector.
Welcome back to
sectorinc.com. I don't even have my let me watch my language. I don't even have my email. Are you there, honey?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I said I don't even have my email. So let me figure out what it is I need to do right quick. Can you send that to a different email address?
Yes, I can.
All right. I need to send to woodradney@ Yes. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Okay, you there, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for holding. Okay, send it to woodradney@gmail.com.
Okay, woodradney@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now, let me ask you this. Okay, I'll let you finish that. Go ahead and send those leads there, the login credentials. Then I'm going to check to make sure I have it.
Okay, I just sent it.
Wait 1 second. I'm refreshing it to see if it came through.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Okay. Got it. Okay, I got that. Now, what I will do, honey, I'm going to get back with
mm-hmm.
you simply because, as I explained to you, that I was getting
mm-hmm.
ready to sever all ties with those
mm-hmm.
people, but I thought if, as long as I didn't owe them any money, it shouldn't have been any type of malice for them to
mm-hmm.
do this type of behavior, but apparently I thought wrong. So
mm-hmm.
I don't recall ever sharing anything with them relative to Arwood Enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
But I had two businesses with Power Sector and one with Sky Plus Trucking. I even talked to you that I was going to be bringing Sky Plus Trucking your way. I don't know if you remember any of these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But right now, they've hijacked all of those things from me, so including the websites. I mean, the websites, including my email. So I got to figure out how to create a new footprint, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Other words, meaning new website, new email addresses and all that. You know what I'm saying? Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me get with Catherine. I'm going to create some new email addresses, and then I'll get with you about new websites.
Okay.
So I'll be talking to you probably early part of next week, like Monday or Tuesday, the latest.
Okay, that would be perfect.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. I'm glad I got a chance to speak with you today, but I couldn't figure out. It's almost like it just everything went ghost. I couldn't find it, none of my information or websites.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, Rodney. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.